Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Me'ila Daf Tesvav Me'ila 15. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the fourth chapter of Tractate Me'ila, and this is the chapter called Kodshei Mizbeach. And this chapter deals with the laws that relate to the combination of the different shiurim, the different measurements that a person is going to be liable for different prohibitions in the Torah. And in the circumstance that from one thing alone there wouldn't be enough of a measurement to make somebody liable, so therefore we have to combine different measurements from different, we have to combine different items to make up that minimal measurement. And so the first Mishnah on Tesvav Amud Aleph deals with the combination with respect to the law of the violation of trespassing of Me'ila, which is the main topic of this tractate. But because it discusses that in the first Mishnah, it goes into a tangent, and then the second Mishnah it moves on the top of Tesvav Amud Beis, discussing what will combine by a carbon oil, which is an offering that is entirely burnt on the altar. So says our Mishnah on the top of Tes Vav Amabez, Chamisha Dvarim, there are five things from the Oa. Chamisha Dvarim Ba'Oa Mitztarf and Zemza. There are five things that are offered on the altar from the Oa that are able to combine with each other. And Rashi explains to make one liable for Kares if they intentionally do these prohibitions, and if they did it accidentally with a Shogeg. So for example, if you brought up an olive size amount of all of these things together outside the temple, you're going to be liable either karis or achatas. And so too, if you had the wrong thought, you had a pigal thought, and then you ate an olive size portion from these things combined, or if you left it over until the next day and then you ate an olive size portion of these things combined, or if a person who was tamei, ritually impure, ate from these things, in all of these categories we're going to say that these different items combine to make an olive size portion. What are the five things that combine by an oa to make an olive size portion that you'll be liable? So if it is the basar, the meat, can combine v'achelev, the forbidden fats, v'hasoet, this refers to the flour, which is in the nesachim that accompany the oil, the oa, that there with every oa offering there are libations, which are flour and wine. And so we say from here that the flour and the vayayin vashemen, the flour, the wine, and the oil, they all combine, that are brought as part of the libations accompanying it, they are also going to be able to combine. And that's what Rashi states, Hainu mincha haba ima v'ayayin v'ashemen mitztarfen zemzeh b'kezayis l'chayev misham mala b'chutz. This refers to the grain offering and the wine and the oil that accompany the ola, and they're going to combine with the meat itself to say that you're liable if you have an olive-sized portion of all of this outside the altar. And then the Mishnah says, and there are six things by a Thanksgiving offering, shisha b'todah, there are six things that could combine by a carbon toda, by a Thanksgiving offering, to say one is liable either with respect to pigo or noser, or if a tamei person ate them. And this is again the basar and the chaylev, just like by an oa, the meat and the fat, and also like an oa, the soas, the yayin, the shemen, the oil, and the wine and the flour. And in addition, by the toda offering, there's also the lechem. A carbon toda is supposed to have 40 loaves of bread accompanying it. And so we're now learning that the carbon toda, also the bread, can combine with the other five aspects of it to say that one is going to be liable if you have a combination of these items together. This is the law of our Mishnah, that these things can combine. And so we see from here that Rashi's interpretation is that the things that are said by the mincha that come with the oar combining, meaning the wine, the oil, can combine together with the flour and the meat and the chelev to say if one brings it outside the temple, one is going to be liable. And also with respect to eating it, the pigal, noser, and the tummy. So that is the teaching of our Mishnah. And the Tosfos proves from here that these things that are said with respect to eating, Tosfos actually in Zivachim, in Taf Kuftes and Zivachim, Dibar Maska Oa, proves from here that those things that are said with respect to eating, where a person is going to be liable With respect to Pigol Noser and Tame, and Tosa says that chelav, that the, as it relates to the chelav and the wine, they're able to combine with the other aspects, with the meat, with respect to eating. Even though chelav is something that is a food, and therefore, since it's a food item, its measure is going to be an olive-sized portion, whereas the wine is a liquid. And by liquid, we don't say that the portion is an olive-sized portion, but we say the measurement, the shear, is a volume, which is a revius, which is generally speaking around a quarter lug, which is around four and a half ounces, give or take a couple of ounces, depending how you measure it. But those are two different types of measurements, an olive versus a liquid measurement. And yet we say, Tosfos makes the point, that you're able to combine them. And how are you able to do that? So we're talking about a situation where you soak the bread in the wine. Where you're soaking the bread in the wine, that when do we say that the wine is going to be prohibited in the size of a revius? That's only where you're drinking the wine. So that you wouldn't be able to combine it. But if you're taking the bread and you're soaking it in the wine, then even though the wine is going to be adding to the amount of the flour or the chelev, and so therefore it's going to combine to make this measurement. So that's how we're able to combine even a liquid and a solid. And the Magen Avraham writes in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch that all of these food items are able to combine with respect to a bracha achrona, all different food items, and so too all the liquid items combine first with respect to a final blessing with respect to revius. However, food and liquids don't combine. However, with respect to bread that is soaked in liquid or wine that the bread is soaked in, that is able to combine to make an olive-sized portion for a blessing, a bracha achrona, and also on Yom Kippur, to say that is, if you've eaten that much, you've eaten the amount, that you're liable for karis.